Dynamic PE ASAP can provide your district with the ability to have a common curriculum, common language, common practice, and provide equitable curriculum for all students.
Welcome to the PE Express Podcast. 2 to 3 times a week, a PE expert will share a tip, activity idea, or teaching strategy to help you become a better PE professional. Today's host is Dr. Aaron Beagley. He is a co-author of Dynamic Physical Education for Elementary School Children and a contributor to DynamicPEASAP.com. He also publishes extensively and presents for physical education professionals.
I'm with Billy Noble, and we're going to talk a little bit about Dynamic PE ASAP, but first I want Billy to introduce himself.
Well, hi, Computerland. My name is Billy Noble, as he said, and I have been teaching PE for 19 years. I've taught at a couple different Title I schools. I'm actually at my third school now, and I've taught kindergarten through eighth grade. And I'm also the district content specialist for elementary PE here in Fayette County.
So can you tell us a little bit about how Fayette County, which is in Lexington, Kentucky, is using Dynamic PE ASAP in your district?
In our district, all the different content areas have their own curriculum, and we all have our own curriculum to try to go basically by a roadmap so we're all on the same page. The beauty behind the DPE ASAP is that it provides us the flexibility that we really need because a lot of our schools are on a different schedule. We're not all doing the same number of days. So some kids might have 4 days, 4 day rotation, and some days, some schools might have a 5 or 6 day rotation. So you can go into DPE ASAP and you can actually build a lesson so you can stay on point with the rest of us.
You have somewhat of a common curriculum, from my understanding. So based on that, what doors does that open up for your professional development and partnerships?
Well, for the past 15 years plus, we've actually been partnering with the University of Kentucky, which has helped us come in and provide some extra help with our professional developments that we do. We do them quarterly here, and the beauty is we've got it narrowed down to where all the elementary teachers will come out quarterly, and we'll all try to make sure that we know what's coming down the pike for like the next 9 weeks. And using the website, we're able to all stay on the same page that way.
Let me clarify here just a second. So your professional development is done based on where you are in the curriculum. Is that correct?
Correct. We just had a professional development last week, and we actually went over weeks 20 through 27. And week 20 is cooperative games, if you look on the ASAP website. And so we actually demoed it, but we also pulled up the website so that way everyone could see, here's the intro, here's the fitness, here's the focus, here's the game, what's the assessment. And we did it live, but we also were able to see it.
In addition to the actual content of the lessons, what else do you cover during these quarterly PDs?
We focus on best practices, lesson planning, instructional strategies, assessments, and we really hit home the classroom management piece.
So really focusing on efficiency of lessons and those strategies that go along with Dynamic PE ASAP.
Yeah, because to me that's the core of Dynamic PE, is the being able to manage the classes.
And can you talk a little bit about what the folks at the district level say about this process?
They love it from the equitable side of things. We have a lot of schools that have major transient populations, meaning a lot of kids are coming and going, and all the kids, no matter what school they transfer to, they're not going to be overlapping or redoing something. We're all going to be trying to stay on the same page.
So they are getting, in essence, a common curriculum across the district.
Yes, and that's the goal.
So if I summarize, in essence, you have a common curriculum or a common yearly plan at the district level that allows your professional developments to provide a common language and common practice, as well as ensuring that across the district, the quality of the physical education program is maintained.
Exactly.
I hope this sheds a little bit of light on how to not only use Dynamic Physical Education ASAP.com in your lessons with outcomes and assessments, but also use it at a district level to make sure you have a common plan and bring some unity to your program. Thrive.
If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to connect with Dr. Beagley on Twitter at Aaron Beagley. Don't forget to subscribe to the PE Express podcast for more tips, activity ideas, and strategies to help you become a better PE professional. And check out more free resources from Dr. Aaron Beagley at gophersport.com/blog. We'll see you soon right here on the PE Express podcast, powered by Gopher, your resource for all things physical education.